Hi, I'm Chip Brim with Champions for Christ, and you're listening to the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Enjoy this anointed message that will help you train your spirit man to become who you already are in Him, a champion.
We're wanting to live in the anointing and we don't even know the scriptures. We got the t-shirts and we don't know the word. We don't have time for the word. The word is the anointing. And his eyes would light up with fire. What eyes? The anointed one. Now watch this. Now let's look at Revelations when he comes back. Can you give me that Revelation scripture that I gave you? I think it's not for sure where it's at. Have you got it? Oh, no, that's not it. Let me know when it's up there. Oh, you don't have it? I didn't write it down? Okay. Well, anyway, when he comes back, he'll return with eyes. I think it's Revelations 19, I think what it is. Let's look it up. I just want to look it up now. Revelations 19:11. Okay, let me read it out of the New Living. Then I saw heaven open, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire. Isn't that interesting? As a young boy, a rabbi saw those same eyes. What lit those eyes on fire? Let's keep reading. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore many crowns. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The Word of God in him would light those eyes of fire. Amen. Then the armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. And from his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. Woo, glory to God. He's coming for a generation who knows they're anointed. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's go back, let's go on this timeline. So Jesus, then it happens. God has a plan, then it happens. Now watch what happens. He's got to get the anointing back. It's got to become the body of the anointing. And so he sends his son, John the Baptist, he sends, right? He baptizes him. And that's where whoever goes in this leadership will baptize you. I was baptized there, and I'm now baptizing, and I'm telling you, I haven't baptized one, or that something happened when you came out. Well, it's just anointed. It's amazing. And so, the Spirit of the Lord comes on him. He gets anointed, and then he's led by the Spirit, the anointing. It'll lead you to the wilderness. He went straight from there, this is the timeline, into the Mount of Temptations where he faced and defeated Satan. Now listen. I'm guilty of this just as much. But if you don't know the word, you'll teach it wrong. And he went up and defeated Satan. And if you ask people how to defeat Satan, most ministers will tell you, with the word. Listen, the word was part of it. But he could not have defeated Satan without being filled with the Holy Spirit first. He had to defeat him, Spirit, Word. You do not need to be a church that only flows in the Holy Spirit only. And wait on the Holy Spirit only. Do you need to flow and wait and be led by him? Absolutely. You do not need to be a church that operates in word only and never allows the Holy Spirit to flow. Are y'all getting me? He went up and defeated him with filled with the Spirit and the Word of God. You need to know the Word. You need to be taught, and you need to know the anointing in you and on you and who you are. Amen? Yes. And that's how he went up and defeated Satan. So he defeats Satan, anointed. And he comes back to the synagogue where you saw me standing. And he says, Ani I Hashim. And that's Hebrew for, I am anointed. I doubt he did this dance. I'm pretty sure he did this. We'll find out when we get there. He says, he believed it. He spoke it everywhere. The Bible says village to village, everywhere he went. He lived it. The people followed him. They said they flocked. Fame, guess what they heard when they went to the next village, what he preached? Guess what? I'm anointed. Yeah, but we heard that already. Got anything new? What do you think the anointed one would have said? Whoo. Yeah, we heard that. Yeah, Chip, you preached that here last year. We've only touched it. If Brother Hagin said we've only touched it, then we've only touched it. Right? It's time to live it. It's time to think about it, meditate on it, chew it. I'm anointed. God, you've anointed me. And any kind of pressure that comes, I'm anointed. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me. Therefore, I have power. I'm anointed to be healed. I'm anointed to be prosperous. I'm anointed to give. I'm anointed to receive. I'm anointed to be a great student and a great son or daughter or a great father or mother. I'm anointed. The anointing's on me to do that. He's helping me. He will teach you all things. The Spirit of truth who abides in you, it says in John, he lives in you. You don't have to wait like they did in the Old Testament and wait for him to come on you. He lives and abides in you. He's hovering. Who? The same one who created the universe when God spoke. Why are we not speaking? Because we don't have the revelation. We only have touched it. But there's going to be a generation. Maybe it's the next one. I'll hang around if God needs me to. I'll be 200 years old doing C for C. I remember the one in 15. Thought it was them. They looked at me. Some of them were sleeping. Maybe it's you. Can you believe Brother Copeland's still alive too? What generation is going to get a hold of it? Now Brother Hagin's in the great cloud of witnesses cheering us on. You know what he's doing right now? I believe he's seeing this. I believe he's hearing this. Come on, do it. Get a hold of this. Get a hold of this. And so he comes back. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And it says he went straight from there. He returned in the power of the Spirit and went out of fame throughout the whole region. And he went into the synagogue, that's the synagogue we went to read, and there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah. And it is a tradition that you, on the Sabbath, read what is already supposed to be read. It's already made out to be read. Are you with me? It's a custom. And it says, he opened it, and he found where it was written. So he's breaking custom. This is what I believe. You don't have to believe this. And he's finding, whether he's scrolling or going like this or he's on his iPad, whatever. And he finds out where it was written. Now, what did he study as a young child? Give me that Isaiah, what was it? Isaiah 10. That one in Isaiah I gave you. I wish I had those here. I usually do. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, here it is. What did he study as a young boy? Now, remember the rabbi who said he saw fire in his eyes? Y'all remember that? Y'all, I need your heads or something to do something. And it shall come to pass in that day, his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And that's from Satan. And shall be destroyed. Everybody say destroyed.
Destroyed.
The Hebrew word for destroyed is not broken. Broken can be fixed. If you don't believe me, go out and look at some of the cars. You'll see duct tape and whatever. But destroyed here means crushed until there's no more evidence of it. You cannot tell what it once was. Because of what? Now, the anointed one is reading this as a boy. Y'all getting this? Oh, come on. And it's in him. And then he grows up. John the Baptist comes along. It happens. And he shows up in the synagogue. And this yoke destroying, crushing anointing is upon me. I am the anointed one. I am anointed. And he looks up in Isaiah. Where is it? I studied it as a young man. And he looks up there and he finds this scripture. It's Isaiah 61:1. She's right. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And he hands the scroll back. Now, get ready for this, everybody. And the Bible says, now this is one of those things you can believe or not believe. And it says he sat down. Now, where you read in the tabernacle, they have a chair that they make, and only nobody can sit in that chair except for God. Why would it say he sat down? Why did it not say everywhere else in the Bible where he sat down? That'd be a lot of times, wouldn't it? Oh, and by the tree he sat down. Are y'all with me? Very purposeful. And he sat down. You know what I believe? I believe he sat in that chair. Because you can go by the response of all the people who were there because they couldn't believe. They said, who do you think you are? And he sat down in that chair. And I believe he just didn't do a little passive kind of hope nobody gets upset, sit. I believe it was kick back, leg back up on the arm. Huh? You looking at me? And with that statement, I believe he said, I am God. I am the anointed one. I am the Holy Spirit. I'm 3-in-1.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And if you want to contact us, please do at A Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And you can call us at 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. Or you can get a hold of us or check out our website at agloriouschurch.net. And remember, champions, you can do all things through the anointing, all for His glory.